Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and it is Stomping Ground Sunday, WWE. To my left, Brooke the Bruiser. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm great, how are you?
I am slightly hungover, but yeah. We're going to get through this together. I got me a Tim Hortons coffee, I got me a Red Powerade, and I got me a WWE pay-per-view. It's pretty awesome. Sitting across from me, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's going, everyone?
Hungover. Still hungover.
I'm about 45 minutes into some special chocolate, so we'll see where this ends.
Oh, this is going to go off the rails.
I'm really already eating pizza. It looks really bad for me.
Eating pizza, wearing a Randy Orton t-shirt. It's not going good, guys. sitting in the Lazy Boy to his left, it is the Ryback, Daniel Ryan. Almost forgot his nickname. This is close to it. How you doing, man?
Hey, everybody. We're going to do the thing where we say the things, and then the winners of the things, and then the other things happen.
Is Chris down here?
Vague guy strikes again. Also, it's not just people here, you guys. We let the dog in. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Nate Yard Dog.
NYD. NYD. NYD.
Woof woof, everybody.
Yes. And last but certainly not least, to my right, we are in his casa today. It is Robert Space Force in your house. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Yeah, you're right. It's a different venue this time around.
It's gnarly. Thank you for putting it on. Everything.
Of course.
He got pizzas for us.
This place is awful quiet for an airport.
Well, you
it's
see,
a spaceport, I thought.
See, no specials are launching today, so we can watch the pay-per-view in peace.
So it's going to be awesome. We got, also, the Soul Patcher is going to be on his way. He's bringing another television, so we're going to be simulcasting this thing.
Dope.
We got Finn Balor's action figure in here.
Yeah.
And predictions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool, but real quick, co-champions, Brooke the Bruiser and the Nate Yard Dog. How's it going? Life as a champion, as a co-champion.
It doesn't look like it's going well.
I already said it was great. We did have a little minor conflict, but we worked it out as co-champions, because that's what friends do.
Awesome sauce.
Yep, we sent all of our hate mail to @Goad.
That's
yep.
good. That is where it belongs. Yeah. Well done. Three claps for you. Woo! Oh, my aching headache.
You know, I can't help but notice, though, I have a lonely child over there tonight.
Yes, I did not bring all of my gear with me. I left my championship titles at home.
That's sad.
It's okay, we've got ours.
I know. I did bring the mic with me, though, so I'll be probably conducting some interviews later.
It is a child-sized belt. It is hard for both of us to wear it simultaneously. We figured it out.
Hence why it's now missing some Velcro.
I'm just glad he didn't cut it in half, literally.
Yeah,
we thought about it.
He was talking about it. I'm like, you better not.
Be very biblical of you.
So it'd be very, like, cool of them.
It would bring a whole new meaning to uniting the belts.
Okay, we're going to let that hang out. All right, let's get into the picks here. Let's get into the picks here because it's a little bit after 6. We got the pre-show going on. We already saw the steel cage, Booker T, Charlie Caruso were in it.
Are we skipping right to there, or are we going to introduce a new segment, Mr. Trebuchet?
Oh, that's right. God damn it. All right, we might as well do this early in case I need to talk through the picks. So one of the mathletes here told me a long time ago that
long time ago.
When he won the Undisputed Championship of the World, that he was going to introduce a new segment called Trebuchet Does Math live on the air. So we're going to do that for you guys right now. And then while I'm trying to do the math, we'll do some picks too. So
you don't actually have to do the math. Simply,
I love that already.
It is simply me trying to teach you math concepts using wrestling.
All right, let's go.
So
ring the bell.
So today we're going to talk about gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity is a wonderful thing. In fact, we've seen gravity on display many a time within the squared circle, have we not?
Unless Neville's in there, but yeah. He forgot about him.
He forgot him, yes.
Yeah, you know, people come up, they must come down.
Mm-hmm. So, gravity affects your acceleration. Doesn't actually affect your velocity or anything like that. It affects it the rate you're moving. So, you've got where you are, right?
Okay.
That's your position.
That's true, yes.
Now, the rate at which your position changes is what we call velocity.
Okay.
I thought velocity was the SmackDown's B show on Saturday night.
Aha, I was going to get there. It was not very watchable.
And the rate at which your velocity changes is your acceleration. Now, when we have a man such as Baron Corbin, currently pictured on our screen.
You mean former Golden Gloves champion?
Former United States champion.
Former general manager of Monday Night Raw?
A guy who lost his Money in the Bank.
A former Money in the Bank winner.
Mm-hmm. You know, Grand Rapids' favorite son, Baron Corbin? That guy?
The guy that beat Kurt Angle in his farewell match at WrestleMania?
You know, I got to point something out. I'm hearing a lot of formers in that sentence about Baron Corbin. Because
that's the way resumes work, man.
Used up. Speaking of which,
now imagine
he's got a world championship title tonight. How is he ahead?
This is about math, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
So now imagine he is jumping off of the ring post. Gravity is going to pull him down at a rate of 9.8 meters per second squared.
True.
So now,
taking it back to integrated science, I'm on board. I know I'm here so far.
Yep. So now imagine we replace Baron Corbin with, I don't know, Rikishi.
Okay, coming off that same pole. Well, there's more mass here. I know that.
Who do you think's gonna hit the ground first?
Probably Rikishi.
Wrong.
Trick question. Oh, okay.
They will hit the ground at the same time.
Oh, really? This is like the egg and the feather in the vacuum all over
again. Exactly.
Bam, bam. I'm so smart. Yeah, give it up, Robert.
That's why as long as they jump to the same point in the air, you can get two athletes that are much different in sizes getting the timing on a move to hit at the same time.
Making glorious table spots.
Exactly. Awesome. And that is our lesson in gravity.
Woo! I liked it. Well done.
Ooh, English major.
Go home, you're drunk. Only way you can get through those
classes.
I'm
looking forward to the dethroning of NYD more than ever.
Hey, say that to my belt.
Our belt.
Ah! I'm glad that didn't happen on the air, at least. I'm glad that.
This is fun. This is fun. We're having a good time. So, is there any way Seth Rollins is losing tonight? This is called stomping grounds. Yes. His finishing maneuver is a stomp. Like,
there's no way he loses tonight.
I think odds are Baron Corbin doesn't win. I think Brock could interfere in the match and win.
Yeah,
I don't think Brock. Okay,
sure. I don't think he will. But that's the only way Seth could lose. I think it's possible that can happen.
I think if Brock cashes in, he's cashing in on Kofi.
I think he's more likely to do that too. But they can just take the straightforward route.
Either way, I don't think Brock is going to cash in before SummerSlam.
You don't think so?
No.
He's going to wait for the grand stage.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is a great way for him to have screen time without actually having to get in the ring.
Ah, good point.
Speaking of which, Trebuchet, I have a question for you.
Okay, I might have an answer.
Is this one about gravity as well?
No, this is...
This is heavy, bro.
Ayo. we're going to get to them later. You are the only person to answer yes for a Money in the Bank cash-in.
I know. I'm trying. I'm in it to win it.
He's in it to win it.
Is that the only reason?
I'm trying to win the belt. Why would I? I think that's pretty self-explanatory. To be the man, woo, you got to beat the man. And I'm trying to be the man.
I was wondering if you had some other reasoning pertaining to the product.
Make stomping grounds matter? If you're not trying to make this a throwaway pay-per-view, like Fastlane or one of those other ones, something needs to happen for people to point at it, because otherwise we just don't care. Like, what happened last Fastlane? Do we know? Do we care?
No.
No.
Heck, what even happened at the last pay-per-view? Do we really know?
Saudi Arabia one where Goldberg and The Undertaker put on the biggest stinker since the last time The Undertaker went to Saudi Arabia.
I was so mad.
I was really happy for Mansoor.
No, the Battle Royal, that was really good. That was really good. That was probably the highlight of that.
Apparently there were 51 guys in that Battle Royal.
Was there really?
Yeah. I read that.
Isn't that like the largest Battle Royal?
You're exposing the business.
I'm just assuming someone couldn't count.
I want to tell you another fact that I heard today. I heard that the apron's the hardest part of the ring.
Shut up.
I know. What? Guys, you're blowing my mind right now.
Where did you read that? The Inquirer?
It's just some insider information.
Okay.
I should have said that on Friday. I missed Was there really an opportunity for me to say that on Friday, though?
For what?
Hardest part of the ring? I don't think there was.
No. What Nate Dogg is referring to by Friday is we did a bunch of match commentary.
Oh, that's true. Yes,
we check those out.
You should.
We did two WWE ones and one total nonstop action travesty. It was a travesty.
You didn't go back in time to when it was good?
We went back in time to before that.
No, it was after that.
Yeah. Oh, was it after
that? It was after Vince Russo got his grubby fingers on
him. Yes. It was the Last Rites match.
Yeah. Sting versus Abyss. Oh, boy.
We got to see Ethan Carter's,
That paperstone has some gems.
Yeah, no, the tombstones that ranged anywhere from 500 pounds to 15 ounces.
Somewhere in there. Depending on who's holding it.
Yes, we learned that virtually every match on that particular pay-per-view has a gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Yep, even the NWA Championship at the end, they were just fighting in the crowd. I'm like, oh, it must be false count anywhere, whatever. Count doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's always something. But let's get back to real wrestling and talk about some WWE.
Maybe the WWE Women's SmackDown Championship?
Yeah, Alexa Bliss versus Daniel Ryan's favorite lady wrestler, Bayley. Did you watch the Moment of Bliss that they had on Monday this past week?
No, yeah, where they're like, hey, you're a real mean person online. Bayley's like, no, I'm not. You're kind of a jerk. Mm-hmm. And you're going to use this nice European lady against me. I'm not a fan of it.
I thought it was great. Now, I'm talking about where Alexa was talking about how when she first got to NXT and she was trying to hang out with, like, Bayley and I'm assuming Sasha and them, and the only person that gave her the time of day was Charlotte.
In Bayley's defense,
it was great storytelling. Alexa, very compelling.
And what about Bayley coming out being a jerk?
That's funny.
What about Bayley coming out being a jerk and knocking the coffee out of
that? If somebody was to come in this room right now, slab the coffee out of my hand, that's gonna piss off both me and Robert Space Force because he's got white carpet in here. So you're playing with fire.
Aim for the leather couch.
Because that's so much better.
But yes, I take my coffee very seriously, and Alexa Bliss is doing great work right now. She's getting hotter.
I thought Alexa Bliss did great mic work during that segment. It reminded me that I think Bailey's not good on mic.
I agree.
I remember thinking Bailey is definitely the weakest of the three four horsemen on the mic, and it's by a lot.
Yes,
Bailey's good on the mic when they give her some shit to talk about. But normally it's just, I'm going to do this. And they never give her anything fun. And when she has something fun, she kills it.
I just think that Bayley should have fired back at Alexa a little bit. Alexa made it real and personal and stuff. This was Bayley's opportunity to defend herself, and she didn't
WWE
say anything. But
WWE doesn't know how to write baby faces, and Bayley's the ultimate
baby
face.
That's true.
Seth Rollins doing right now?
What's
Kofi Kingston doing right now? Kofi Kingston's having the best run of his career.
What's The Rock doing right now? Like, John Cena, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
They're all doing Fast and the Furious.
No, but they were baby faces. They're all
WWE
guys.
Who got popular and then acted as a heel when he was a baby face.
Okay, so what's Rey Mysterio doing right now?
Hurt.
Yeah, after...
You're
singing on how to write baby faces. I'm saying there's like iconic names that are baby faces. You're going...
Rey Mysterio had 10 years as a WCW baby face and then came over.
AJ Styles.
I'm just saying, most of the time, WWE doesn't write pure baby faces. Even Hulk Hogan did back racks and eye pokes.
Yeah,
as a baby face. They don't know how to write pure baby faces.
Because you don't need to write a pure baby face.
I'm not saying you do. There's nothing wrong with
Then your point doesn't need to be made.
He's saying
when a character is a pure babyface, they don't know how to book them. They know how to book people who can get over as a face, but they do that by having that face act a heel.
Okay, quick side note. Am I the only one that enjoys the fact they're on the Stomping Grounds kickoff show?
That's pretty cool.
And he was as a heel.
So your argument is no one that's so anytime you bring up what someone did as a face, you go, well, they had a heel run.
And then as soon as
never been a heel in their career?
As soon as John Cena became a babyface, How long was it before everyone was like, LOL, Cena wins,
about two,
and he's born?
About 2 years.
Yeah.
But hey, so in that 2 years, though, he was the hottest thing in the company. Yes.
Nobody sold more merch than that guy.
No.
He's still selling more merch than just about anybody.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is selling more merch than anybody. What
also Cena
Kofi Kingston is pretty much about to face his whole
Cena
career.
Also, Cena is older and gets more leeway on what he can say and not say on the mic.
I think that's a different argument.
To be a babyface, you don't do anything edgy at all.
No, I'm saying you don't have to do anything edgy at all. I'm just saying, in WWE's history, that is one of the areas they're weakest at booking. You can point out exceptions, but there's a lot of cases where they don't know how
to book. What company still in business is doing better?
No, I'm saying that specific thing. That doesn't affect their all overall business.
Well, and
the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
So I can
was
agree
a heel
with you, but I
who was
also
a baby
say
face. The Rock, a heel who is a babyface.
There's a difference between
Cena. Make fun of people as a babyface.
Cena was pretty much
so making fun of people.
You
need it to be Barney the Dinosaur to be a babyface. They can't do anything.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying WWE's history of...
I just think doing the eye pokes and doing the groin shots just show that there's layers to these characters.
It also doesn't make you a heel if you're doing it to a bad guy.
Fire with fire is the logic.
Cheating to beat the bad guy. Let me put it this way. I'm not disagreeing with you, Ryback, but I don't see why this point is a point.
I think he's saying that that's why Bayley's not doing well because they don't know how to book her.
Yeah.
Bayley's
okay,
not bored here.
But you can. I'll say the show wasn't perfect in that interview. I agree. But I think it's because there's plenty of examples of their baby faces, they having trouble writing pure baby faces. There's a few exceptions. So, but they
who
have.
Who would you consider pure baby faces? List a couple names.
Rey Mysterio is a good one.
Okay. Who had world title runs after Eddie died? I would say Rey Mysterio, a future Hall of Famer. I don't know. How do they not know how to book him?
I would say Kofi's run is pure baby face.
Sure.
But even then, that whole time, we were worried they were going to butcher it.
But they didn't.
I know, but the whole time, we were like, oh, he's a pure baby face. But a lot of people are afraid they're
gonna
fuck that up.
I didn't think they were gonna butcher the title win. I don't think he's gonna win the title.
Daniel Bryan's Randy Orton run, which multiple people were complaining the whole time.
I would argue more that
was butchered.
I would argue
that was a pure babyface run.
I would argue that WWE doesn't know how to book anti-heroes more than saying pure babyface.
Oh, that's what they book. They book anti-heroes over.
Seth Rollins is an anti-hero, and I'll be damned if I care about that. Roman Reigns, they tried to do that stuff. He's fighting the authority. I don't care
I think
that pure babyfaces, they're better at doing.
So I think
when they make one, they're here for years.
I think WWE, I think you're incorrect on that too. I think WWE knows how to book anti-heroes better than just about anything else. The issue is they're trying to make anti-heroes out of people who can't be anti-heroes. If they had a good one, they'd book it like Stone Cold. They'd book it like The Rock. Right now, they're trying to make the Stone Cold and The Rock out of guys that aren't.
Yeah, I think they should let Seth Rollins.
Yeah, the issue isn't they can't book anti-heroes. The issue is they're trying to make anti-heroes out of guys who can't be that.
Yeah. Well, that being said, I did like Seth Rollins walking around with a steel chair.
Here's the thing. I also disagree that Seth Rollins can't be a badass anti-hero. Past 2 weeks, just short sentences, kind of schmarmy, but intense, and just beating the hell out of people. I like that Seth Rollins.
I want Seth Rollins to bring back Jon Stewart. That's all I want.
I just like that Seth Rollins. But you can see how that is not the most face character.
So, I really think you're conflating face with morally correct. Eddie Guerrero was a face, and his whole thing was lie, cheat, and steal.
Yeah, that's fair. Hustle, loyalty,
good,
respect.
Yeah, good
hustle
guy tactics
like putting somebody
fit
over.
The
yeah.
character, not necessarily a...
Like, well, I think there's difference, because some people just get over as a face because of time.
Can I ask you a question?
Ric Flair was, when he had his face runs, he was still doing heel stuff.
So you don't, I guess.
That doesn't mean you know how to book a face, it means a guy got over as a face.
Well, the reason Ric Flair got over is because his in-ring stuff.
Ric Flair got in the ring, he did what they told him to do. Do you want to complain about just, like, the company in general? I feel like there are a lot of... I feel like they're doing better babyface work than anybody else. I don't understand why that critique's there. It seems like an anti-event sentiment.
No, I'm not even trying
to
say it.
I appreciated the sentiment for the record.
Thanks.
I don't know why we're fighting.
No, I'm not trying to fight. I just think it's an interesting...
I'm listening. I'm going to hear people out.
I like hot takes, but I think hot takes need to be defended.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, I think that is one of their weak spots in historically booking.
I really like Heath Slater, just for the record.
he's got kids, man.
He's a baby face, right?
Do you want him to win the 24/7 title?
Yes!
That'd be pretty awesome.
No, against Truth?
No. Well, Drake Maverick won it on Monday Night Raw. What? Then, breaking news, you guys, on Twitter, at Drake Maverick's wedding, R-Truth showed up with a referee, pinned him on the aisle, and then Drake Maverick followed the Truth out, ran away from his new wife.
That's amazing.
During his wedding. It was a great piece of footage that was on Twitter recently. You guys can check that out.
Yeah, I saw that.
I like that Drake Maverick had Braun as a groomsman.
That was really awesome,
He's
yeah.
the tiny guy.
Tiny British man.
So especially when you have him next to Braun.
Fun fact number two, King Maxwell was the ring bearer for that wedding.
Well, I didn't catch that. And obviously EC3 was the best man.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
I like that in the elevator segment we had a couple weeks ago. Like, I can't believe you're getting married. Didn't tell me. Yeah, you're my best man.
I hate
well, like, you and I are going to do that someday.
They took it a step further. R-Truth, when Drake Maverick dressed up as Carmella, he goes, Carmella didn't tell me she was getting married. I thought that was really funny.
You brought him up, man. I hate that they are so underutilizing EC3. I mean...
He's on TV. He's getting there. Like they're not. He's like a bench guy. He's really good. If somebody gets hurt, he's the next guy.
I think those guys are getting good road experience. But yeah, I don't think there's anything for them right now on the main roster. But you also couldn't keep them down in NXT either. They've got more than their fair share of guys that need work too.
Absolutely, and he did come out on Raw sporting that referee shirt and everything, and then Seth blasted.
He's getting camera time.
Yeah, he was hamming it up, just laying on the
when they were dragging him. That was something.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah, I think that's. I'm getting to the point now where guys are staying in NXT so long. I'm starting to be like, yeah, it sucks when they get to the main roster. But I don't know how much that's the writer's fault on the main roster of booking guys incorrectly. There's just not room.
A lot of
cooking. I think it's definitely a problem. I think the answer would more likely be fixed by making the roster smaller. Yeah,
and this whole wild card thing isn't helping.
No, it has. No, a lot of guys.
When you have the same people showing up on both Raw and SmackDown.
I do like the wild card.
I think it's making the wild card is making the product a little more interesting. But it is also making the roster smaller because you're sharing the upper card between two shows.
It definitely has the potential to be something great. I don't think it's being used correctly.
Well, the thing the wild card is doing is just making more of a reason to just like unify titles. That's literally what it seems like we should be doing. Because
the issue, I agree that if you're gonna do wild card rule, just end the roster split and have one set of belts. My issue, the thing with that is that I don't think we're going to get that.
I don't think we're going to get that either.
At this point, they're not releasing guys from contracts at all.
And the roster split helps.
Yeah, a roster split keeps it bigger. If you combine them, you have so many people you could do nothing with.
All right. I think we're going to...
Our next pick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
Boo this match. I'm just not a fan of this feud. I want it to get over tonight.
Do you like Shane McMahon overall as a healer?
I like the best in the world! Shane McMahon! Yeah,
the thing you don't like is you just don't want Drew involved? Or do you don't want Roman involved?
I don't want Roman involved. Like I'm okay with Drew being Shane's heavy, but like I think Roman should be fighting for the title. I don't want this at all. Roman's my Undertaker character. I want him running the yard. I think he should be the top guy. I really do.
I am kind of confused because it seems like The Miz is still feuding with Shane too. There's a lot going on.
Shane is just feuding with like everybody he can right now.
Well, I think The Miz is gonna. I think The Miz is catching a little bit of a break here because he's got the kids and stuff, and he's doing the TV stuff. So this way, when Miz, comes back periodically, Shane can just step in there and be like, I am still mad at you.
Makes sense. I do like the Shane McMahon like stable is going on with Drew Elias and the Revival.
No, I like that.
I think they all complement each other pretty well.
Yeah, they're giving Elias something different to do. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved him just performing the music and everything, but like,
it's making it so he doesn't have to wrestle.
Yeah,
he can be a part of these segments, not be a central focus of the storyline, do his in-ring music stuff.
Blast somebody with a guitar.
But not have to actually wrestle a match.
Call somebody a slap nut. Yeah. Wait a minute, that was somebody else.
No, Elias is the only one place.
Somebody else.
I think
the only place Elias really fails is between the ropes.
Yeah, he's not terrible, but
for everything else being as glistening as it is, it looks kind of dull, and he's like, honestly, if you could keep him wrestling less, the more entertaining
he
is.
Yeah, no, I would say my least favorite wrestler in between the ropes right now is Otis from Heavy Machinery. He threw some god-awful elbow drops on SmackDown this week, and I was furious watching it.
Yeah, no, you were not happy.
You know, like I know you don't like the Caterpillar or whatever it's called, but like...
But even with the elbow drop he did off of it, missed by a mile.
It was the worst!
So how do you feel about the Daniel Bryan versus Heavy Machinery match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team title?
Is Daniel Bryan just taking them on by himself, or does he have a tag team partner as well?
I meant the Planet Champions,
you mean. And I'm picking the DB and Rowan here. I like this gimmick. I really want them to get the hemp titles, though. I want them to take the SmackDown ones and make them the hemp ones.
The fact that they don't have hemp titles yet makes me think this might be a short-lived reign.
I don't know. You get to keep Daniel Bryan on TV. If Daniel Bryan is still hurt, you can have him win this fight.
Yeah, I want to keep him too. I figured they'd have those. They would have done that with the tag belts if they were going to.
They were going to make hemp titles.
Yeah. The mustache.
We got a Cody Goat in the house. Burr, burr,
burr, burr. Did anybody have any machinery?
Me and Mo.
Gotcha.
The Soul Patch brought a tally.
But that is mainly for the only way I can win is if my picks are different.
Oh, it looks like the Cruiserweight
title match between Tony Nese, Akira Tozawa, and Drew Gulak.
Your champion, the man with too many abs, Tony Nese, is who I picked.
Yeah, I think
he's got so many abs. What's he doing with all of them? Share it out. Give me some of them abs.
One too many abs.
Showtime, The Truth, Trebuchet, and Cody Goads have all picked Tony Nese for this one.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else, except for yours truly, picked Drew Gulak, and I'm that guy that picked Akira Tozawa.
I want Tozawa. Like, my heart wants Tozawa.
No, I think Gulak's going to win, with him, but... Gulak's going to win by pinning Akira Tozawa, and that's going to protect Tony Nese a little bit.
I think Tony Nese is retaining. I don't think they're gonna change the title.
Tony Nese and his 72 abs are gonna retain here. I'm telling you, bro. Give me some of them abs. What are you doing with all
this? Does this match become worth less points?
No. We decided earlier on that championship matches will always be 2 points,
even if it's on the pre-show.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay.
Titles are important.
Mm-hmm.
Even this one?
Yes, even this one. It's got its own show. It's got its own show, and it's better than Velocity, so I hear.
Yeah, look, it's not like we're talking about the TNA title.
Hashtag callback.
Yeah, no, who's the TNA champion right now? Brian Cage? Is that right?
It is.
Brian Cage, and he's also, like, the Chuck E. Cheese champion, I think. The Burger King champion, champion of Nate Dogg's heart, all that stuff.
I really am not a big Brian Cage guy, believe it or not.
Who's your favorite guy in Impact right now?
Right now, nobody.
I think they just brought back Rob Van Dam, so I'm going with that.
Okay, if they brought back Rob Van Dam, then I'm down for that.
They're doing the ECW storyline again for the 20th time.
They're doing the ECW thing again. That's so bad. What are they doing over there?
It's...
I don't know, but the Sandman has a vape now. I hate it.
Mm-hmm. The Sandman still wrestling?
What? Yeah, I was gonna say. I think that's the bigger story here.
The Sandman's still alive.
I
don't actually know if the Sandman's wrestling. He's been doing stuff backstage late.
So isn't Sandman?
But he's still alive.
Oh yeah, he's still alive.
Fat. He's fat.
That's something you'd hear on kayfabe news. The Sandman switches to a vape.
Also, it does sound.
Uh, We've also got a tag team match tonight between The New Day and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
That's not a title match, though, is it?
Yeah, it is not.
No, neither of those teams have titles.
I was just trying to segue, Showtime.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay, I still love you.
Who did I take? I don't
even
remember.
It's okay, because
I took K.O.
Rocks.
I took K.O.
The three to the right of the siege machine have picked The New Day. Everyone else went KO and SZ.
You are aware we're on a... To the right of him?
Yes.
These three.
We're on the air. How can anybody see that?
Because he mentioned earlier where people were sitting.
Oh, well, if you guys are keeping score at home...
Maybe someone drew a chart.
send your charts to @go.
I have just joined. I'm sitting on the floor of the TV.
The math leaks are both in the house. Yes.
Yes.
Are you guys together or not?
We are. I'm pretty sure we're together right now.
Okay, cool.
Actually, no. We're broken up. You weren't here for math time.
Oh,
you missed
okay.
the math
segment. Oh, no, but that's the...
It was yeah,
you missed the
like
math segment, so I feel like it's fair that we're broken up.
We are.
It was all about gravity and wrestling. It was,
yeah,
it was heavy.
And how Rikishi and Baron Corbin fall at the same rate.
But we also have
the WWE United States Championship belt being fought for between Samoa Joe and Ricochet.
Joe! I really want that
Joe
shirt.
Joe is going to be you.
My friend, picked a Ricochet.
I don't think he's going to get there. I think Joe's been killing people, and I don't see them crowning Ricochet here tonight at Stomping Grounds.
I think it'd be really swell if they did.
It'd be really neat.
I think it'd be swell.
Golly gee, Showtime.
Golly gee. I mean, I think it'd be swell if they crowned Alexa Bliss, too. I know it's not going to happen, but I think that'd be swell.
You really mean though. Golly gee, Robbie.
Jinkies.
I will take Samoa Joe.
That is a really harsh on my vibe here.
Harsh on your vibe more than that guy on Reddit?
Man, I'm sure not. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm sure not.
Not letting that go. That's a callback to like 7 months ago.
I know what you get. This is an old callback. I assume they're doing.
How about for the WWE Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch or Lacey Evans? For the record, the show is unanimous for the man, the Irish last kicker.
Yeah, if it was a swimsuit competition, I'd pick Lacey Evans.
Get me in that stat.
I don't know. Becky can throw her weight around in a swimsuit competition, too.
I believe that, but I'm just saying.
I mean, Seth Rollins sees something in her.
I know. Both main champions
against
each other.
How are they going to make that blow up everyone's face? They're putting that on TV way too much to not.
They're going to do like a McMahon-Helmsley era type deal.
I have no idea, but they're showing them on TV
all
the time.
Wait, so Bayley and Kofi are?
What? No, Seth Rollins and Becky.
Yeah.
Is what we're talking about. Having them.
Oh, both the Raw champ. Okay.
They're both on the same show. They're both... Well, no, Becky's SmackDown champion, isn't she? Is that right?
No, Bayley's SmackDown champion.
I'm confused. There's too many belts. But, I think they're going to hook them up and just make... Becky start coming out to the ring with Seth and vice versa.
Speaking of too many belts, we've got your WWE Universal Championship currently held by Seth Rollins against the one, the only, the Siege Machine's favorite, Baron Corbin.
Boo! Yes! And
which, for the record, the Siege Machine is the only one that picked it.
Yes, I am the only person that thinks that Baron Corbin's going to get to the promised land tonight.
I really want Baron to win. I just don't think tonight's the night.
In it to win it.
I'll pop for it if he does.
Yeah. Last time I saw Joe's picks, pretty much changed a couple I thought he was wrong about, but kept Baron Corbin. I would have won if I picked against Baron Corbin, so I'm definitely not picking Baron Corbin tonight. Seth Rollins.
I look forward to being your next Undisputed Champion.
And for the final match of the night, for your WWE Championship in a steel cage match.
Oh, those are three of my favorite words, and when you put them together, I'm like, oh, buddy.
Just wait, so exciting.
Steel cage match.
Kofi Kingston and three of my favorite words.
What's that?
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler. Trebuchet has left the room.
Yeah, Kofi, though.
Kofi's going to win.
For the record, I am the only one that picked Dolph Ziggler.
Well, it's a win-win.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler.
Either we get to enjoy Joe's reaction, or we're all going to be right. Sending down.
And a traditional NYD move, of course.
Mm-hmm. And Joe. He also will not be having a good time. Even though he picked it right.
Yeah, it's mean, Dolph can't win tonight. He has to win it when they come to Grand Rapids next.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Why?
You got him.
You're telling me that wasn't your favorite match of the night?
That was not my favorite match of the night. I believe No Way Jose was there. I'm pretty sure that was what happened there.
That was, yeah.
I didn't go to there, Ross.
No way. Jose?
No way. Jose. No way. Jose.
By the way, his new hair with the braids. I mean, it's not new. He did it for the Royal Rumble, but it is such a good look
like
for him.
The neon,
the green.
I dig it.
Yeah, me too.
How long has Drew Gulak been doing a guillotine choke like that?
How long has he been growing a beard?
Yeah, I was gonna say he's a grizzly guy.
He was doing. Oh, it was like
last time I saw Drew Gulak was the no fly zone.
He's been doing shit like that on NXT for a while now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a dragon sleeper.
It's a dragon sleeper with hooks on the ground. I like that.
Oh! Kazawa! From the senton! From the top rope, I think.
Have you watched Drew Gulak's NXT stuff?
A little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. It's dope.
It's stuff like that that really makes me want to start watching 205 Live.
Speaking of NXT...
Reminds me of Kyle O'Reilly.
Robert Space Force, I am so glad you asked me on my NXT update because I am currently paused on the Ember Moon Asuka match that you speak so highly about.
Yeah, it's literally happening.
So, I almost fell asleep, so I had to pause. I want to take it all in, and then I will be... Next episode, I'll give you my review of that match.
It's just really...
We're going to have a good time.
All right.
Next time on the Undisputed Podcast of the World. Man, that match isn't nearly as good as everybody says.
I'm going into it with an open mind. I'm going to smoke some weed before it, so how could it be bad? How could it possibly be bad?
You need to smoke enough to forget the result.
Well, I know the result, but that's the
point. For the record, that was the whole card.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
So does that bring us to final thoughts here?
I think it does.
I believe it does.
All right, final thoughts. We'll go this way. Bruiser.
I did have a thought because I don't think we went through our picks, but who did I have for Alexa versus Bayley?
For Alexa versus Bayley, you picked Bayley.
Ooh, we'll come back to that. That's with that note, thanks for having us. I look forward to be your champion once more after I figure that last pawn out. Over to you.
All right.
Final thoughts?
Goatee.
The goatee, everybody.
We're looking forward to seeing what Stomping Grounds have to offer and getting that title back. That's about it. Because I think the dogs are facing a little too hard right now.
At least it's not on my naked chest.
Hey.
He posted that picture still to this day.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's going to go back.
I'm like, I don't know if you know this or not, but most wrestlers don't wear shirts.
Fact. See? I know you can't see on the show.
I'm just kidding.
Chris Gowen pointing out visual stuff.
I think the Mathletes are officially back together.
Yeah. Did it before the show ended.
All right. Final thoughts, Showtime.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I need to know better. That chocolate hit like a truck.
I was going to say, how's that edible treat you there, buddy?
I'm looking forward to the show tonight. It should be really good. I don't think I've ever been this unsure of all of my picks at any event before. I had confidence in almost none of them.
Okay.
So I really don't know how tonight's going to go. It's very interesting. And last final thought is, we're watching Cruiserweight Matter tonight. Right now there's a near fall, and that was 3 as shit. This ref, I don't know who that ref is, but he needs to be fighting.
Fair. All right. Final thoughts. Daniel Ryan.
Everyone listening to this is using electricity, which means they're terrible people. They deserve to fall down a well.
Well,
see,
that's okay. The NATO will find us.
I made that threat because it's very unlikely that anyone actually listening will fall down the well, so I won't have bad karma for that happening. Because generally, if you fall down a well, it's your fault. Oh, yeah, we're talking about wrestling.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it you're not going to find
this? I said, did you my edible stash?
Send your hate mail that go.
I just love random rambling as a bit. Because why not? I've watched Kevin Smith movies. Anyways. I'm hoping Bailey doesn't get effed like she normally does. And she probably will. And then I'll be sad. But then there'll be other stuff. Oh. So I hope that stuff's good.
Final thoughts, Nate Yard Dog.
I love spreadsheets and I love complaining about them too.
That is true. That is all very true information there. We had a very in-depth conversation about he likes doing the spreadsheets, but he even enjoys bitching about the spreadsheet even more. So,
thanks.
Thank you, spreadsheets.
Can I have one more final thought?
Sure.
I need a 4K TV. I can actually see the count on this. I've never been able to do that before. Hey, GoFundMe coming up to get Chet a 4K TV to watch wrestling with.
It's cool. Final thoughts, Mr. Space Force.
Well, I'm glad you're able to enjoy the wrestling on the 4K TV because it's hosted in my house this time around.
True statement.
You keep a nice house.
So, and... you know, because it's in my house, it will only stand to reason that I'll become the new champion.
Oh. Is Stone Cold Steve Austin going to bust through this window? Or...
maybe.
Is he going to beat all your friends up? Because that's us. I'm a little worried right now.
But no, should be, I don't know, hopefully fun and not as mediocre of a pay-per-view I think it might be.
Oh. And that's three. Gulak got there!
First points on the board.
I've never been happy.
True! Gulak! All I'm right, okay with that.
He's got a pretty big following. I'm not surprised.
Billy!
I figured he'd get eventually.
Congratulations to Bobby Two Belts, Daniel Ryan, A-Plot,
oh, see, I was even right about who he pinned. Bruiser.
Dang it, I put his picks in there twice.
A-Plot better not be getting two points for all this stuff.
And Mo.
All right, so that just leaves me and my final thoughts.
Yes, it does.
All right, my final thoughts are, I can't wait for Baron Corbin to be your next undisputed champion, because I've been saying it for so long, you guys. What's it been like? 5 years I've been saying your next WWE undisputed universal champion, Baron Corbin. I'm pretty sure that is what I've been saying here. I look forward to talking more about wrestling next time. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Score!